Testing in the House Chamber, 142nd Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Ager. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer, as well as our guests in the gallery, and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Ager.
Let us pray as one body. We pause before our day's business to remember where we stand before you, O God, to remember that all real power flows from your sovereign governance. In our rebellion against your authority, we have become lost in the web of the knowledge of good and evil. And as legislators, our souls are tested by grasping after little bits of authority that rightfully belong to you. You have given us the dubious task of trying to govern human passions with laws and a justice system. And with these tasks, we must do our best, even in the face of often failure. It is the human heart that must be changed, and for that task, we are ill-equipped. Our goal remains a well-ordered society, striving for peace and free from poverty, famine, and ignorance. Help us, O Lord, to be humble in the face of these duties. Help us to love the afflicted and to admit that we too have our own afflictions. Help us, as we pray, to turn our hearts to you and to embrace your stupendous gift of grace day by day. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, John, is your district president, do you border with Brother Caddy right there?
Yes.
What is that mountain called? We
were all heard, what are you going to do? Right now, I live in the Purbs.
You do?
Beakernut Gap divides Buncombe County and Henderson County. And then just down the hill at Chimney Rock Park is Rutherford County.
So I drove, because y'all live in Kings Mountain. I took that way coming back from Asheville the other day.
It's the rules reporting.
You went by our house. You might have seen Hickory at Gap Farm. That's on the Buncombe side. That's us. You should have come by.
Next time it was reported in, but let's
just find out.
That's what I mean. That's right there. All those, about half the curves we own. Thank you.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The Rolling Clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 387, an act consistent with House Bill 966 to enact changes to growing rural economies with access to technology program and to provide funding for that program.
Chapter bills will be noted. Counter, House Bill 100. Clerk will read.
Representatives Faircloth, Torbett, Carson Smith, House Bill 100, a bill to be entitled DOT Budget for 2019-2021 Biennium, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Same problem.
Gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, is recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 100.
Gentlemen, I move the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 100. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is your mini budget. as we're calling them, for the Transportation Department. And it's virtually exactly the same as the budget that we passed twice, we voted on twice in this House. There's a couple of minor technical changes that have been taken care of in other bills. There's House Bill 206 for the Airport Improvement Program, and the jet fuel exemption is coming through in another piece of legislation next week or week after. So they're virtually the same transportation budget that we had back in June. I urge you to support the committee substitute.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative Jackson Rice.
For a question to Representative Bauer.
Representative Bauer, gentlemen yield.
Great hesitation.
He yields.
Representative Bauer, thank you. I think you've gotten a lot of emails in the last couple of weeks from people, as have I, about a shortage at DOT. Does this bill do anything to address that shortage?
You're talking about the cash flow shortage?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman. This does nothing to address that. This is a totally separate bill from the one I think Representative Torbett may be presenting when we get back another time.
May I ask an additional question?
He yields.
I do.
Does anything about this bill make the shortfall worse than it currently is?
It does not. This is a budget. It tells you what you can spend. Obviously, you can't spend cash you don't have. So that other bill will take care of cash flow if it passes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion concur with Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 100. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Conrad, would you like to vote on the bill? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote, 107 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 100. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate bill, actually, before we take up the next bill, Representative Lewis recognized and sent forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis. Rules calling operates the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 312, Transfer on Death Deeds, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, House Committee Substitute calendar. Is there objection to this bill being calendared today? The purpose in this, the chair believes we may not even need recorded votes tomorrow. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill 579, Prison Reform Act of 2019, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute calendared and without objection, today's calendar.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake Rise?
I don't have an objection to the bill as it exists. I understand there was a controversial amendment that was attempted in rules, and I would ask that we not add the bill on if someone's going to try to run the same amendment again today without a chance for our caucus to discuss it.
I don't know anything about the amendment. I'm sorry. I won't add it just yet. Let whoever knows about this bill talk. And the chair's informed that the amendment that ran, while would have been eligible in committee, wouldn't be eligible on the floor because it would change the title, would not be germane. So. Any objection to that bill being added? Hearing none, so ordered. Also on motion of the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Jarvis, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Karina Martinez and Jacqueline Martinez, who are here as his guests today. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Are they with us? Oh, back in the back here. Thanks for being with us. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 250, House Committee Substitute Number 36 Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to codify the common law requirements for United States citizenship to qualify as a juror, to allow a clerk court to hear jury excuses if so designated by the Chief District Court Judge, to provide that the names and addresses of persons requesting to be excused from juror duty based on qualifications shall be shared with the State Board of Elections if qualifications is due in United States citizenship. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 433, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the statutes governing the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources and to remove certain lands from the state nature and historic preserves as recommended by the Department, to make additions to certain reports of the North Carolina Policy Collaboratory with the General Assembly, to clarify certain appropriations in the 2018 Hurricane Florence Disaster Recovery Act, to correct an effective date, and to repeal the replace the act providing for emergency operating funds for utilities. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 690, House Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make modifications to appointments made in 2019 Appointments Bill and to appoint persons of various public offices upon recommendations of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Special further message from Senate Corkery.
House Bill 181, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to entitle an act to repeal annexation of certain described territory into the town of Yanceyville prior to the effective date of that annexation, for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
This bill is received. It will be, the chair is going to ask that it be placed on the calendar for today, but would point out to members, the chair is informed this is a motion not to concur. If it were a motion to concur, because it's material, it would not be eligible, but the chair believes that there will be a motion not to concur with the Senate committee substitute. So, without objection, today's calendar, so ordered. Senate Bill 61, Corker Reed.
Senators Davis, McInnes, and Jackson, Senate Bill 61. A bill to be entitled Community College Budget 2019-2021 Biennium. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Cabarrus, Representative Johnson, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that you've already voted on before. It's just been pulled out. It's exactly the same. And we had a very good vote yesterday in appropriations. I did hear one no, but I'm sure that person was talking to the person next to him. That certainly wasn't a no vote. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 61 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk Light Machine, record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 61 passes second reading. Move without objection. Here at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 61 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 61, having passed third reading, will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 312, Corporal Reed.
Senators Ford, Bishop, Senate Bill 312, a bill to be entitled an act to provide relief for Ocracoke School, accommodate extraordinary circumstances due to Hurricane Dorian. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we all know, about 30 days ago, Hurricane Dorian blew through northeastern North Carolina caused a lot of devastation. Simply what this bill does is supply some relief for Ocracoke folks for the days they miss school and to get the teachers and employees paid. And I appreciate your green vote. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Union, Representative Horn, rise.
Speak to the motion.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, having spoken with Representative Hanick, I was concerned about how many days these kids are missing of school. And I want to commend Representative Hanick for working with the principal and the superintendent to ensure that they are not going to miss the amount of instruction that one might initially anticipate given how many days we're excusing. So I want to particularly thank Representative Hanick for reaching out a little further and not just accepting that we're going to excuse a bunch of days of school for kids that desperately need instructional time. So I encourage you to vote for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 312 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 312 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Here at third time.
The General Senator of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 312 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 312 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. For what purpose, gentlemen from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
I was going to ask a question of the bill sponsor on third reading, but you were moving along. It's okay.
Sorry. Senate Bill 579, clerk will read.
Senator Steinberg, McKissick, and Sanderson, Senate Bill 579, a bill to be entitled Prison Reform Act of 2019. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask that we vote for this. This is a PED study as far as with what's going on in the prisons will give us a better look at some of the solutions moving forward, and I encourage your vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 579 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Corbin, would you like to vote on the bill? I see Senator Steinberg back there distracting you from your duties. Clerk of the Lot Machine, record the vote. 109, having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. Senate Bill 579 is passed. Second reading, will without objection. Here at third time.
The General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 579 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 579 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Mr. Clerk, please count the chairs having voted aye on the aforementioned bill. House Bill 181, the clerk will read.
Representative Conrad, House Bill 181, a bill to be entitled an act to repeal annexation certain described territory in the town of Yanceyville prior to the effective date of the annexation. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Chair understood there was going to be a motion not to concur. I don't know. For what purpose, gentlemen from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise.
I'll move not to concur.
The gentleman has recognized. The gentleman has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 181. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 181. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Conrad, wish to vote? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 181. The House has voted not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 181. The chair had put the question, but I think Representative Cunningham's light came on right as. So for what purpose did the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
To ask Representative Yarbrough a question about why we're not concurring.
So while it's technically not in order, we're going to go ahead and allow it. Representative Yarbrough, is the gentleman yield?
Sure.
He yields.
Thank you. I wanted to have an explanation of why we are not concurring, please.
This has to do with the water intake from the Dan River near Milton. The compact between Caswell and Person County, the cities of Yanceyville and Roxborough, got together 15 years ago, back when I was a county commissioner. And we applied for this water intake. It's in place now. There is some disputes within the county of Caswell that that Senator Berger is trying to alleviate some of those issues. I don't feel like I've been consulted enough on this issue to really decide what we want to do yet. And so when I suddenly heard this thing being discussed, I said, yeah, we don't need to concur yet.
Thank you. That's sufficient. Thank you, Representative Yarbrough.
Senate will be so notified of the non-concurrence vote. So, members, we have concluded our calendar, Chair Belize, for the day. And after consultation with the committee chairs, the chair is prepared to announce there will be no votes tomorrow, and that next week's session will be a no-vote session for the entire week. But we would intend to come back on the following Monday and resume business as usual at that time. So please take this as notice of no votes for the remainder of this week and for next week, but with business to resume on Monday. Should something come down out of any of the redistricting decisions or anything that would need to change that, members will receive proper advance notice of the same. For what purpose delay from wait, Representative Ball, rise.
A point of personal privilege.
Just a moment. Members of the House will come to order. The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's always a pleasure to sit beside Representative Joe John. I have for now coming on 3 years, and he's, many of you know, some of us fondly refer to him as the curmudgeon of our caucus. I say that with all love and respect. But I am standing today to ask you to join me in wishing Representative John, curmudgeon Representative Joe John, a happy birthday. I was going to do it tomorrow because it's actually coming up this weekend, but since you've announced that there are no votes tomorrow, I thought I'd do it while we had a full chamber. So please join me in wishing Joe John a happy birthday.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To see if my colleague from Wake County, Representative Ball, would yield to a question.
Lady yield?
She yes. yields. With some trepidation.
Thank you, Representative Ball. I had to look that word up, and I just want to make sure that the word curmudgeon that you intended to use is the word that's defined as, quote, a bad-tempered person, especially an old one, end quote.
The gentleman's remark will be spread across the journal.
I do not yield, Mr. Speaker. I've changed my mind. I do not yield.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
To speak on 2 points of personal privilege, if I may, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's recognized for both.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, I want to share what is I'm not going to deem as very good news. Two people that I know, one that I just met about 2 weeks ago, a young lady and mother, the wife of a veteran who served us well in the wars overseas recently, was diagnosed some time ago with cancer. I had the pleasure of taking her and her family on a fishing trip where her and her children caught a good number of fish, I'm glad to say. A couple days later, she was diagnosed with a return of her cancer. And she is going to need all of the prayers that all of us can bring to bear for her. Her name is Ashley Hancock, so as you do your prayers each day, I ask you to keep her in those. Likewise, on a second point of personal privilege, I have the sad news received this morning that one of our county commissioners in Beaufort County, Gary Brin, who has served us as the chairman of the county commission. He served the people of Beaufort County well for, I believe it was three terms as a county commissioner, lost his battle last night and went on to see the Lord. Gary, I want to thank you for your service to the citizens of Beaufort County, and we'll pray for you and your family in this loss to the citizens of Beaufort County as well as your family. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. Thank you. For what purpose? Gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Last week, Mr. Chair, you said that you were working with Senate leadership with bills that have been sent to the Senate, but that have not would have been heard. Have you made any progress on that? Just wanted to ask for an update.
Not a lot. We'll check on Thanksgiving plans, see how it's going. For what purpose, the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety on adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered, and gentlemen's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much. Last academic year, 39,000 schools across the country from K-12 through 12, across the United States and Canada, competed in the Vocabulary Bowl that's sponsored by Vocabulary.com. The mission of this organization is to improve literacy and prove that language has the power to open doors for students. Ash Middle School last year in Warrensville placed first in Division III schools across the country and second among all schools in North Carolina in this Vocabulary Bowl. They're guided by an outstanding teacher, Todd River, who's their seventh grade English and liberal arts and social studies teacher. These students, seventh and eighth graders, mastered 85,000 words in this great achievement. On October 1st, Ashe County Middle School kicked off its 2019-2020 season in a stirring rally that I attended, and the Vocabulary Bowl will end on April 30th. They have set an astounding goal of 150,000 new words mastered for their student body and have high hopes. Ashe County Middle School deserves to be congratulated for their achievement and encouraged to do their best in this competition. Thank you very much.
For what purpose, gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Iowa, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hope I have your attention. It's another school to be mentioned. Earlier this year, 2,700 schools across the country were nominated by the U.S. Department of Education for the National Blue Ribbon School Award. The two schools, actually there's almost 400 chosen in the United States. Two schools have just been recognized in North Carolina, and one is an elementary school. It's Union Elementary in Brunswick County, and the other one is Durham Early College and High School, from my information, is the other one. And Union Elementary School, their motto is "The sun is always shining at Union," and they are recognized for the achievements of the school by the U.S. Department of Education with the National Blue Ribbon School Award, and they will be presenting that in November in Washington, D.C.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do move that the House do adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 10th at 9 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Soka moves, seconded by Representative Stevens, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, October 10th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
The Speaker appoints the following conferees for House Bill 181, Repeal Yanceyville Annexation. Representative Yarborough, Chair, and Representatives Howard, Hardister, and Conrad. Senate will be notified. Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement congratulating the students of Ashe County Middle School for participating in the Vocabulary Bowl. Whereas during the last academic year, more than 39,000 schools consisting of grades K through 12 from across the United States and Canada participated in the Vocabulary Bowl sponsored by Vocabulary.com. And whereas the mission of Vocabulary.com is improved literacy and to prove that language has power to open doors for students. And whereas during the last academic year, Ashe County Middle School in Warrensville, North Carolina placed first in both the state and the nation for Division III schools and placed second in the state among all divisions. And whereas the students are guided by Todd River, the seventh grade English language arts and social studies teacher at Ashe County Middle School, and whereas students of all education levels at Ashe County Middle School enthusiastically participated in Vocabulary Bowl, mastering 85,000 words. And whereas on October 1st, 2019, Ashe County Middle School kicked off its 2019-2020 Vocabulary Bowl efforts during a rally at the school. And whereas Vocabulary Bowl will end on April 30th, 2020. Now, therefore, the students at Ashe County Middle School deserve to be congratulated for their outstanding achievements and are encouraged to do their best during the current competition. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the ninth day of October 2019, submitted by Representative C. Ray Russell, House Principal Clerk James White. He needs to do...